I was listening to Val Joyce. I was living in Cork at the time, on his late days, and somebody from Blackboard's Cross sent in a request in memory of the Lowe team that had won the All-Ireland football final, and what a glorious thing it was. It was an absolute fabulous thing, you know, and I feel sorry for the Kerrymen and the Cork people who have won so many hurling and football fans, because they have won so many that another one doesn't make it, they don't even notice it. Whereas for us, we've never forgotten it. And even the Down team, I remember the Down team in 1960 won the first out there. I remember all our cheering them on as well and waving our flags and that, you know, it has definitely left a mark in my mind. And then I remember being in the in Castlebelling when the teams arrived. There were no mobile phones that time, and in the pitch dark, and we had lighted sides of turf that were dipped in paraffin, and the fence kept swinging. And I remember coming home jet black, and waiting for the teams arrived in Castlebelling, and we just blocked. They were actually getting dark, but we blocked the road outside, probably an area called the Green, and they had to get out of the bus. And I remember giving Kevin Dean a tap on the shoulder, and he was jaded, tired. And then we went into the home. I remember when I got home, I was black in the smoke of the top. You know, everybody was out, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and still out. And we got a half day from school. We went to school, I think, we got a half day. I remember Christian brother Egan, he read. We brought in all the newspapers except the Irish Times, Independent of the Press. I don't think the Irish Times would have gone down to work at the time. He read the Irish Press and the Irish Times what was going on, so we hung in every ward, you know, and he said. And then.
Yeah. Where did you listen to the end of the wireless?
No, I was up in Croke Park.
Oh, you went?
Oh, yeah, we were up. Oh, Lord, yeah. I tell you now, a sad thing about 1957. We beat Dublin in the Leinster. We beat Kildare in the Leinster semi final, right? I remember Steve Bean scoring, Micheál O'Hare describing him. He scored a point from 55 yards out of made up breakers. Then we beat Dublin. Jim Carden played a great game there for Dublin. And then we met Tyrone in the Ireland semi final. I remember some of the Cusick stand, and being delighted with ourselves. And with Tyrone support. Now, Tyrone were leading by 4 points at half time, and then we got the better in the second half and beat them. And I remember we were delighted with ourselves, waving our flags and so on and so forth. At that time, there was no such thing as wearing the gear, if you recall. Nowadays, because all they had was a flag and a paper hat, you know. And the Tyrone supporters said to us, we were cheering, he said, "It's great for you, but we have to go back now and face the taunts of the B specials." And that the B specials were from, you know, that was saying, you know, probably been stopped, made get out of the car starts. Because, you see, there was at that time, too, there was the official IRA had a border campaign going. And there was two first guns. But no, we went up to the All Ireland final. I remember the first thing we did was my mother and we all went down to Newry. And we got Campbell's soup, smuggling them across the border, hiding them in the car, big thick dumps of chicken in the soup, and we had a big flask. And we headed off, parked the car in underneath the Independent Bridge there in Dunpandra. Ford Prefect, ZD2998 was the registration number of it. And we couldn't lock the doors, no? So we had our samples, first of all, and the Campbell's soup and lemonade. And I remember we bought the ham for the sandwiches and the sachet there in McQuillan's in West Street, and saw a man called Matt Cavanagh cutting it and serving it up. I remember they had some breadcrumbs on top of the ham, and we made our sliced pans, made sandwiches that night. There was 6 o'clock mass in the Sarah that morning. We were all up early for mass, kind of McAvoy said it. And home, breakfast, into the car, Dublin, parked the car, as I can still remember. And as a matter of fact, I said to show my kids, and with an underwear kids, I said, that's what we parked our car.